I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Recently in our church, I've been teaching on the subject of facing life's problems. You know, it's one thing for me to say I have problems, and it's one thing for you to say you have problems, but we all have problems. And I'd like for us to look briefly today about God and my problems, or God and your problems. Problems are here, there, and everywhere. In life, we're presented with many problems to solve. And some of these problems are easy and may be solved without much difficulty, such as, what am I going to eat for breakfast this morning? Well, that's trivial. Other problems can be more challenging to solve. In some instances, we might not even know where to begin. And sometimes we simply do not know the answer, and many times we do not know where to start to find the answer. Well, there are both easy problems and difficult problems to solve, and there may be a person in your life who is hard to get along with. Well, how do you solve that problem? You might be sick with the flu and get behind in some work you have to do. Well, how do you solve that problem? You might even get the urge to run away with your problem from your problems. And how do you solve that? And how do you solve problems? Well, once again, some problems are difficult. We might wish that we could live in a problem-free world where nothing ever goes wrong and everything always happens as we want it to happen. But such a world without problems would be a dream world and not a real world. What did Jesus Christ tell us to expect in the world? Well, in John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Notice with me, if you would, that Jesus did not say, "In the world you shall have no problems." He did not say, "Everything will go smoothly with no disappointments and no difficulties." Jesus said, "In the world you shall have tribulation." In other words, trouble, pressures, problems, and difficulties. Well, on Mars there are no problems. Why is that? Well, suppose that 100 people got into a spaceship and they made it to Mars to live there. Well, then there would be problems on Mars. Where there are people, there are problems. And as long as there's people, as long as we live, there are going to be problems in our lives. Recognize first that there are problems. Each person here faces problems. Can you think of problems you're facing right now? Are you facing problems with your family, your job, friends, or possibly even maybe another church member whom you go to church with? Maybe someone who was once your friend is no longer your friend. You may be facing the problem of sickness, unhappiness, guilt. That guilt could come from you being bothered by things you have done wrong in the past. And as we think of the things that we face, there are many obstacles, there are many problems. Well, the Bible is clear. We are to expect the unexpected. There are very real problems and things that all people face. Should the believer expect problems and troubles and difficulties to be part of his life? Well, let's see what the Bible says. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:8, he says, "We are troubled on every side." Just as you can take a balloon that has been filled with air, and you put your hands around that balloon and you squeeze it on every side, so the believer is squeezed by the pressures and problems of life. It seems just to come from every side on occasion. Well, the verse also says in 2 Corinthians 4:8 that we are perplexed. Sometimes we simply do not know how to solve our problems. Sometimes we just don't know where to turn. Well, many are the afflictions of the righteous, according to Psalm 34:19. The believer can expect problems. Some people seem to have more problems than others. David had problems. He faced a giant with a staff in his hand, a sling, and 5 smooth stones from a brook. What the giant didn't know was that he was not facing a simple shepherd boy. He was facing the power of Almighty God. David told Goliath, "This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand." 1 Samuel 17:46. As Paul the Apostle waited for the cold steel of the executioner's blade to remove his head, he could say, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness." 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8 say that. Well, after spending a night in a cave with bloodthirsty lions, Daniel in the morning said, "My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me." Daniel 6:22. Moses faced many problems in his life, and most of it had to do with the Israelites. Before he and the people of Israel left Egypt, Moses was told by God that at the midnight hour he would pass through the land of Egypt and destroy, and this would be to kill, the firstborn of man and beast. But God told Moses, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you." Exodus 12:13. On and on, the Bible gives us examples of people who faced problems. Joseph faced many problems. In every situation, the hand of God was upon him to protect him. And the Lord was with Joseph, the Bible says in Genesis 39:2. But the Lord was with Joseph, Genesis 39:21. The Lord was with him, Genesis 39:23. Even the Lord Jesus Christ had problems, but God the Father said of Jesus, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Mark 1:11. "This is my beloved Son, hear him." Mark 9:7. And in Matthew 22:44, the Lord said unto my Lord, "Sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool." Well, as we look at Matthew 22, verses 43 through 45, Christ specifically here applies Psalm 110 and verse 1 to himself, claiming that he is not just the son of David, but David's Lord. Verse 1 of Psalm 110 says, "The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." You are going to have problems. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." Sometimes we think we're the only ones going through a problem and are having a problem. But that's not true. All of us have problems. Saved people will have problems. Well, what to do? First, we need to realize that we need help. And there are 4 verses in the Psalms that all say the same thing. Psalm 40 and verse 17 says, "But I am poor and needy." All these Psalms, Psalm 40 verse 17, Psalm 70 verse 5, Psalm 86 and verse 1, Psalm 109:22, remind us that we are poor and needy. We need help. You need to admit, "I am poor and needy." Suppose you were told you had to have an operation to have your gallbladder removed. You can't remove your own gallbladder. Who would you ask to do the operation? Would you go to your auto mechanic to do the removal of the gallbladder? After all, he is a professional. He knows all about removing internal parts, transmissions, spark plugs, water pumps, and so forth. In a sense, he is an automobile physician. Of course, an automobile mechanic is not the physician you need for your gallbladder. You need a physician who knows about gallbladders. Well, what about the problems you face in life? Do you go to your automobile mechanic, the gallbladder physician, or do you go to the one who knows how to remove that gallbladder? Well, where should you go for help with your problems? If you cannot solve a spiritual problem, a family problem, a church problem, then you must get help from someone. You must go to someone who is able and willing to help you solve the problem. Where do you go? To whom do you go? Who is able and willing to help us solve life's greatest problems? Well, the Bible tells us, and we see this in Psalm 121, It says there, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. And the verse goes on to say in verse 2 of Psalm 121, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. According to these verses, Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2, who is the one who is able to be your helper? Of course, it is the Lord. If God could make the heavens and the earth, do you think he has the power to help you solve the problems that you're facing right now? Of course he can help you. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 12 says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we not what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Sometimes we don't know where to turn. God is our helper. And then we need to consider Psalm 25, verse 15. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Well, the net in that verse represents problems. You cannot get your feet out of the net yourself. You need help from the Lord. Our eyes should not be on the problem, the net. Our eyes should be on the one who can solve the problems, God himself. Go to God for help in time of need. And when you are afraid, you need to go to God. Psalm 37, 39 says, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Hebrews 4, 16 talks about this. And Psalm 56, 3 says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. To find help, begin with God and his word. We need to look to the Lord for every need in our lives. Well, why must you go to God and his word? There are times when we may ask, does God have anything to say about my problems and how to solve them? Does God really know about me and the things that I face? Does God really care? And sometimes we fail to realize how much God knows about us, about our problems, and how much he cares. God is very familiar with us, our lives, and our world. The truth is that God knows us better than we know ourselves. Psalm 139 verses 1 through 6 talks about God knowing us. It says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. God has intimate personal knowledge of me and of you. Trust God to solve your problems. Next time we'll consider other things that come into our lives connected to problems in our lives. The first thing you need to do is trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Realize that he's willing to save you from a devil's hell. He wants you to go to heaven. Trust him. Ask him to come into your heart. He was crucified, buried, and resurrected on that third day. He lives for you, and because he lives, you can live by trusting him as your Savior.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.